Thank you, Ian. With Christmas upon us, the local market is urging people to shop local. You may be attracted to the Castle Quarter, where a new crazy golf centre with a real difference is being set up. What about a new restaurant in town or a school tuck shop? Business on Norwich Market are determined COVID will not ruin their Christmas, and stall holders are urging folks to do their festive shopping locally this year in a bid to supercharge the city's economy. Scott Allen, who owns the hat stall at the front of the market, said he'd been pleasantly surprised by footfall so far, but fears new COVID restrictions could hit sales. "It's been much busier than I thought it was going to be," he said. "But I'm still speaking to people who have not been in the city for 2 years, and they are coming in now to put their money into the economy. Though it still isn't normal, you can tell that some people are staying away." And he urged people to shop on the market this Christmas, adding, "You are keeping local businesses going. Every little helps."
A unique Asian-inspired immersive crazy golf attraction is set to open in Norwich. Putt Putt Noodle, which cost £1 million to build, has taken over the former New Look store in the Castle Quarter to offer 3 9-hole crazy golf courses that have been designed to immerse players in faraway lands. The three courses use smells, water and even temperature to transport golfers to the Great Wall of China, a Cambodian bamboo jungle and a cherry blossom spa. Franchise owner David Moore, who also owns the Boom Battle Bar, said this is going to be a unique experience, the first of its kind in the country, and we are delighted to be opening in Castle Quarter in Norwich City Centre. "It has been a long time coming and we can't wait to get going. It's brilliant to finally turn this dream into reality. We are catering for all ages, friends and families. And after 7 p.m, it's for over 18s only. There will be an adult vibe for the nighttime crowd who want to play, drink, eat, stay up late and be social. The crazy golf attraction will offer a menu of Asian-inspired dishes and a fully licensed bar serving a range of cocktails."
Pots and pans have been swapped for espressos and empanadas as two new businesses have opened in the former Luther's Cookshop in Norwich. Go Bifanas and The Yard Coffee share the space in the glass-fronted building in Orford Yard of Red Lion Street, with offices at the back. Go Bifanas offers Portuguese street food and is run by couple George and Eleanor Santos, who also run the neighbouring George's Restaurant. The new place offers something completely different, and the signature dish is the Bifana, which is a traditional Portuguese pork sandwich. They are also sharing board snacks such as salt cod, croquettes and goat's cheese, honey and olive empanadas and brunches. Mr. Santos said, "This building has been closed for 3 years, so it's nice to see the space gaining life again." Also sharing the space is the Yard Coffee, which has been there since September. It is run by G. Gallant and Shane Blake, who previously ran the Unio coffee shop at the University of East Anglia, and Tate Pollock, who owns the building. Miss Gallant said, "We have a house espresso, which is a Brazilian coffee, and the beans get brought over to Norwich and are roasted locally. We use local businesses for our cakes too. Coffee is very collaborative, and that is why we are happy to be working with George."
Pupils have given their innovative tuck shop a Christmas makeover. The Ormiston Victory Academy shop opened 4 years ago and is the idea of Vice Principal Vicky Lafleur. And now it has gone full on festive. The tuck shop allows the children to buy goods using the Victory Visa reward scheme. The kids collect points from their teachers for hard work, kindness and high quality homework. And these points can be spent in the shop. Donations have poured in from across the community, including the local Marks and Spencer, Norwich City and parents. Teachers say the children love the chance to be able to get gifts for the family, and the academy ensures priority is given to those most in need of support. But it is not the traditional tuck shop stock of sweets, crisps and cans of pop on sale. Toys, games, books, a host of toiletries, beauty sets and clothes can be bought, meaning youngsters can do their Christmas gift shopping. As part of the Academy's We Will programme to inspire social action, students are also helping to run the shop and work closely with members of the community who have donated goods.
More than 700 homes in Norfolk are to be upgraded to make them greener and cheaper to heat. The government has awarded £9.3 million to the country's counties councils to make improvements to low-income households. The money will mean councils can make upgrades such as external wall and loft insulation, heat pumps and solar panels. The government says those changes will save the average household £200 a year on their energy bills. Norwich City Council will get £3.75 million for 320 homes. Emma Hampton, Cabinet Member for Climate Change and Fuel Poverty at Norwich City Council, said, "This funding will make a massive difference to the lives of those in areas where fuel poverty and energy inefficiencies are most common. It will support the citywide target of reaching net zero carbon emissions by 2045, while also addressing financial inequalities within certain areas. The money comes from the government's local authority delivery scheme and the upgrade grant." We have come to the end of part one of this week's edition, so I will wish you a happy Christmas and a good New Year.